and understand that whatever you do about this issue, about getting relationships better working for you in the workplace, is what your customers will receive. You see, customer service is a mirror of how we are to each other inside the workplace. Let me say that again. Customer service, what customers get, is a mirror of how we want to look at is, how can we get better at, quote, our left hand or your number 3 and 4? Because that's going to be the clue to how you can keep your sense of humor with folks that sometimes drive you crazy. I mean, don't tell me there's not somebody in your life that just sort of gets under your skin. Well, I know there is. But understand this. It's a unique get under your skin, just like yours is, because their personality styles are arranged uniquely for their strength bank, just like yours is. When you're displaying the good side of you, then you have great relationships. We have an open communication, good relationships. But when you're in the bad side, you know, there's a good side and a bad side of that behavior. What begins to happen is the people around us aren't working with us very clearly. We get frustrated, and what do? We end up taking home from work that frustration to the ones we love. You know, not a very good gift to bring home. Or we take it to the freeway, and it becomes road rage. So it's really critical that we understand what's happening in these workplace situations particularly. That's where I'm going to focus, because that's where you spend most of your time. Wouldn't you agree with me that you spend most of your time in the workplace as opposed to sitting down with your whole family? Even in the ones that you could identify right now, you could put them in your head and say, oh boy, oh, that person really, I mean, I just try to stay away from them. We just don't get along at all. Let me tell you something. You have made a choice there. There are two choices. You chip away at a relationship so it becomes worse, or you find a way to build it to a better place. When you're frustrated with someone, you are chipping. Now, I'm going to give you some song hints that help me know when I'm not in my good part, because sometimes I've got to have a way to replace the frustration with something else. Now, let me say this very, very clearly, and I may refer to it again. You cannot stop being frustrated. You cannot stop being angry. You can't just walk away from it, it's okay. Here's what you have to do for yourself and for the relationship that's going on. You have to replace the anger or frustration with something else. And this happens in your head. When I am getting frustrated in this situation, here's the little song that pops in my mind so that I know I'm chipping. And it goes like this. Chip, chip, you tell a little lie. Chip, chip, you make somebody cry. Chip, chip. You cheat a little bit, chipping at the mountain of love. Da, 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 da. Well, you get the message. That dates me a little bit, but I remember hearing that way back when I was in junior high. And what it does, as I hope it did for you, is you just kind of giggle and go, huh? That's what I put in my head. And you pick something that you can put in your head at a moment's notice to know when you're chipping. Because the other thing, when I know things are working and I've come back from the chipping, I'm building, I hear this song. Climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every rainbow, till you find a way to keep the humor in this relationship. You see, you're a part of what's going on. You say, no, 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 Sandra, that's not right, that's not right. There's the problem. Listen, if you are there, it's a relationship and you're part of it. Maybe 50-50. Yeah. Your part, whatever you're doing, is allowing them to continue that behavior, encouraging them to continue that behavior. See, what we need to work at is, what are we really giving out in that situation? You mean something I'm doing is a part of it? Absolutely. You need to come to that. So if you become less angry and frustrated, I guarantee you, at some level, they'll sense something different and the relationship